Good day. I'm Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, here with your daily financial services news wrap for Friday, May 9th, 2025. Top of the news, Australia's financial advisory sector is rife with calls for immediate reforms amid mounting industry concerns and governmental uncertainty. Critical aspects like the Compensation Scheme of Last Resort, or CSLR, and other unresolved elements of the Quality of Advice Review are currently in limbo, with the impending retirement of key figure Stephen Jones and ever-rising CSLR levies, a clear direction from the Labor government is greatly anticipated. Associations expressed their need for swift action, especially regarding advisor classifications, to protect consumers and superannuation. All eyes are directed towards potential collaboration with the incumbent Albanese government to uphold superannuation integrity. Concerns aren't limited to advice reforms, as superannuation has been hit hard with a surge in APRA levy costs. The Association of Superannuation Funds of Australia reports that this decade has seen the APRA levy on super funds shoot up by a massive 147%. This sharp increase has triggered calls for much-needed transparency from regulators, especially regarding the allocation of these funds. Surprisingly, member administration fees largely fund these levies, with predictions hinting at a $6 cost per account for MySuper members in the financial year 2025-26. However, it's worth noting that larger funds may charge less per member. While addressing financial instability, such hefty levies might stifle competition and technological advances in the financial sector. Switching gears now to an emerging income opportunity, commercial real estate, or CRE debt. Investors are increasingly turning to CRE debt investments as a diversified portfolio alternative, chasing returns exceeding 8% per annum. Private debt managers are providing funds for acquisition, development, and other CRE activities, while also reducing risk by diversifying by borrower, property type, and location. Despite banks cutting back on CRE funding, it's an interesting time for private managers as they reap benefits from major city transactions. But remember, potential investors, it's crucial to evaluate a manager's credit expertise and experience before diving in. Lastly, in the world of insurance, there's a strong movement for significant reforms. The Insurance Brokers Code Compliance Committee is pushing for improved transparency and protection for small business clients. Stricter timelines and extended policy renewal notifications are some of the key recommendations to bolster decision-making and minimize coverage lapses. In addition, it's essential for the committee to ensure thorough compliance oversight with robust breach reporting mechanisms. That wraps up your daily financial services news. Check out more on these developments on our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori. See you next time.